Welcome back to AI Chronicles, where we serve up the fascinating, the weird, and the wonderful ways artificial intelligence is reshaping our world. I am Chukwunonso Mordi. And today we are heading into a world that hits closer to home. Or should I say, closer to the kitchen. Let's talk about AI and food. Now, how machines are learning to cook, to taste, and even shape what ends up on our plates. Now picture this. You walk into a restaurant. There is no chef in sight. The kitchen hums with quiet precision. Robotic arms flipping, stirring, seasoning. Every dish is perfectly plated. The entire menu was designed by AI based on real-time data about your preferences, your allergies, and even your mood. Sounds futuristic? Maybe, but it's already happening. From robot chefs in Tokyo to AI-powered recipe generators at Google and IBM, technology is redefining how we experience food. AI can analyze thousands of ingredients, cultural recipes, and even customer feedback, then invent entirely new dishes that no human has ever cooked before. So yes, the next Michelin star could belong to a machine. But food isn't just fuel. It's culture, it's history, it's emotion. Every meal tells a story of who we are, where we've been, and how we connect. So when AI steps into the kitchen, it raises a deeper question. Can a machine understand flavor beyond science? Can it feel the nostalgia behind your grandmother's jollof rice or the pride in a family recipe passed down for generations? Because here's the thing. AI does not taste food the way we do. It doesn't crave, it doesn't celebrate, or even gather around the table. It just knows what combinations work. It can simulate flavor through data, not emotion. And yet, in that very precision, it's teaching us new things. It's helping chefs reduce waste, perfect sustainability, and even create plant-based alternatives that taste shockingly real. So while AI might not have a palate, it's shaping the palate of global cuisine. Interesting, right? Now, let's go deeper. What if AI could learn the emotional rhythm of food? I mean, how people in Nigeria use pepper to express heat and warmth, or how in Korea, communal dishes mean unity. Some researchers are already feeding AIs with cultural data, training them not just on recipes, but on rituals, symbols, and traditions tied to food. So imagine an AI that doesn't just serve meals, but also preserves culture. Or the opposite, one that blurs culinary borders, creating global fusion dishes no human tradition ever conceived. Will that be innovation? Or erasure? Will we celebrate it as a step forward? Or mourn it as the moment machines began mixing our heritage? That's something we need to ponder on. Because AI in food isn't just about efficiency or invention. It's really about redefining what taste means in the digital age. Maybe one day, your favorite dish will come from a recipe no human ever touched. Yet somehow, it still feels like home. Because food, like technology, evolves. And maybe, just maybe, the future isn't just about choosing between human or machine-made meals, but it's about how the two can cook together, preserving the soul of food while adding the mind of data. Whew, what an episode. I am Chukwunonso Modi, and this has been AI Chronicles. Next time you take a bite of something new, remember, a machine might have helped season your future. Do not forget to follow us and subscribe on our YouTube at Africa Business Radio. Until next time, stay curious.